Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Rishon in Shoftim. Shoftim v'shotim titen lecha v'chol she'arecha asher Hashem elokecha nosen lecha l'shvatecha v'shaftu es ha'am mishpat tzedek. Judges and enforcers, you will place in all of your gates that Hashem, your God, gives to you for your tribes, and they will judge the nation a judgment of righteousness. Shoftim are judges that go and decide the din, the halacha. And shotrim are those who go and enforce the din, if need be, with a stick or with a strap, until they accept the psak of the judge. In every b'chol she'arecha, in all of your gates, in every city, in all of your tribes, is dependent upon that Hashem will give to you. According to your tribes, Rashi says that this depends. Each tribe picks the dayanim for their city. V'shaftu es ha'am, and they will judge the nation, means that they have to appoint expert judges and righteous men to judge justly. Lo satem mishpat, lo sakir panim, velo sikach shochat, ki hashochat yaver eni chachamim v'yisalef divrei tzadikim. They shall not divert the justice. They will not recognize people in court showing favoritism, and they will not take bribes, because bribes blind the eyes of the wise and remove the words of the just. What does it mean that they will not recognize faces even when they are giving the ta'anos, the claims? The dayan shouldn't be soft to one and harsh to another. They shouldn't make one stand and one sit. The litigants have to be on equal footing, because even if it's seen as if the judge is favoring one side, this also will be problematic for the person trying to get across their claims. You cannot take shochat, a bribe, even a bribe to give the correct din. You cannot take bribes, because the bribery blinds the ones who take it. Someone who receives shochat, bribes, impossible that his heart will not be swayed to the one who is giving the bribe. Tzedek tzedek tirdov, v'yarashte es ha'aretz asher Hashem elokecha nosen lach. Justice, justice you shall pursue in order that you shall live and inherit the land that Hashem your God is giving to you. Rashi says, why does it say tzedek twice? The person should go find the proper good based in order that you shall live and inherit, because it is essential that they appoint good judges in order for them to stay on the land that they are inheriting. Lo sita lecha ashera, kol etz etzel mizbeach Hashem elokecha asher taselach. Do not plant an ashera, an idol tree, by the altar of Hashem your God that you will make for him. Rashi tells us that we see that the Isra comes even from the time of planting, even if the tree was never served in an avodah zarah. Not only that this is a halacha warning us not to plant any trees on the Har HaBayis. V'lo sakim lecha matzeva asha sanei Hashem elokecha. And do not raise up a matzeva, a singular stone altar that Hashem your God hates. Rashi says, a singular stone altar to bring korbanos on it, even if it's for Hashem. Why does Hashem hate it? Because an altar of rocks and an altar of earth he commanded you to make. And the Canaanim took the singular stone altar and made it theirs. And even though it was beloved in the days of the Avos, now Hashem hates it because they used it to serve Avodah Zarah. Losizbach l'Hashem elkecha shor v'seh asher yeh vo mum kol davar ra ki so'avas Hashem elkecha hu. Do not sacrifice to Hashem your God cattle or sheep that has any defect, anything bad, because it is an abomination to Hashem your God. Rashi commenting on the word kol davar ra, because we already discussed the mum, it is a warning that you should not go and think to shecht any of the korbanos I either sacrifices at the wrong time, the wrong place, or the wrong place. I have in mind to do it for the wrong thing. He goes, this is pigle. This is something wrong. Ki yimatse v'kirbecha be'echad she'erecha asher Hashem elokecha nosen lach ish o isha asher ya'aseh hara b'inei Hashem elokecha la'avor briso. And it will be if you will find in your midst, in one of your gates, that Hashem, your God, gives to you, a man or a woman that will do evil in the eyes of Hashem, your God, to go against his covenants. Rashi says, what it means to go against his covenant? That means to serve Avodah Zarah. Vayelech vayavod elhim achim vishtachvu lahem velashemesh olu yareach olachotzev ha-shemayim asher lo tzivisi. And he will go and he will serve other gods, and he will bow to them, and he will serve to the sun, or to the moon, or to all the hosts of the heavens that I did not command them. Hashem says, to serve them. Probably making reference famously to the Rambam when he details the history of Avodah Zarah, that they initially thought to serve the stars and the moon and the sun out of respect, just like you would show respect and deference to a messenger of the king, and then ultimately forgot that they were messengers. Nobody told you to do that, and you made the mistake. Fugadlecha v'shamata v'darash tehetev v'hineemes nachon ne'asasa hatueva hazos b'Yisrael. And it will be told to you, and you will hear, and you will seek it out well, and behold, it is true and correct that the matter has been done, this abomination in Israel. And they will take this man or that woman that did this thing, this bad thing, in your gates, the man or the woman, and you will pelt them with stones and they will die. Rashi explains that they will take them to the gates of the Beis Din. And it says, your gates, what does it refer to? Either the gates of where he served the idol, or the gates where he was judged. Rashi decides, he says, it seems like that it's talking about the gates where he served the idol. Al pi shnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames lo yumas al pi ed echad. By testimony of two witnesses or three witnesses, the person will die, and he will not die on the testimony of one witness. Rashi says, well, if it's two, why are you telling me three? Connects two to three, just like two is one full testimony, also three is a full testimony. They will not become scheming witnesses that will have the same punishment meted onto them that they planned to do to somebody else, unless all of their testimony has been seen to be falsified. Ki yipale mimcha davar lemishpat ben dam ledam ben din ledin ben nega lanega divrei rivos b'sha'arecha v'akamta v'alisa el hamakom asher yivcha Hashem elokecha bo. When something will be a wonder from you, it will be unknown in judgment, between blood and blood, between judgment and judgment, between blemish and blemish, the words of strife in your gates, you will rise up and you go up, and Hashem, your God, will choose. Yipalet, Rashi says, plea is a havdalah and prisha, that something that's hidden from you. Between blood and blood, meaning blood that is tame and blood that is tahor. Between din and din, whether the person is a zak, he is innocent, or a chayav, he is obligated to pay. Ben negla nega, between a nega, a blemish that is tame, and a blemish that is tahor. Divrei rivos, words of strife, that the wise men of the city are at a difference of opinion. This says it's Tameh, that one says it's Tahor, this one says he's Chayev, and this one says he is not. You will go up to the highest place. The Beis HaMikdash is higher than any other place. Uvasa al Kohanim ve'Levim ve'Hashofer asher yeh b'yamim ha'hem ve'darashta v'higidu lecha es dvar ha'mishpat. and you will go to the Kohanim and the Levim and to the judge that is in those days, and you will seek out and you will tell him the words of the judgment. The Kohanim HaLevim mean the Kohanim that come from Shevet Levi, and the judge, even if this judge is not as good as judges that were in previous days, every judge is assigned their generation, and they are the ones who have the authority to rule in that generation. Va'asisa al pi hadavar asher yagidu lecha min hamakom hahu asher yivchar Hashem v'shamarta la'asos kechol asher yorucha. And you will do in accordance to what he will tell you from that place that Hashem will choose, and you will be careful to do all that he has ruled for you. Al pi haTorah asher yorucha v'al mishpat asher yomru lecha ta'ase lo sasur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol. In accordance with the Torah that he shall teach you, and regarding the judgment that he will say to you, you shall do, you shall not deviate from the matter which he tells you, right or left. Rashi says right or left, even if he'll tell you that right is left and left is right, and how much more so if he tells you that right is right and left is left, that the Sanhedrin will tell you exactly what the halacha will be in this situation, even if it sounds counterintuitive to you. V'ha'ish asher yase v'zadon levilti yishamo el ha'kohen ha'omer l'shares sham es Hashem elokecha o el ha'shofet v'umeis ha'ish ha'uviyarta hara mi'Yisrael, who purposefully goes against not to listen to the Kohen who stands to serve Hashem your God or to the judge. That man will die, and you will clean out the evil from Israel. V'chol ha'am yishmu'u v'yiru'u v'lo yazidun od. And all of the nation will hear, and they will see, and they will not wantonly go against the words of the judge again.